All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. As we say, let's catch the holiday spirit. All right, holiday TikTok challenge. This is something the IHSA is putting together, and we're visiting with the IHSA's Tracy Henry. And first up, I want to applaud you for thinking outside of the box here and keeping kids engaged. What I've seen, I've liked the creative element. I don't get TikTok fully yet, and I have four children that engage in that type of stuff. But it's awesome, and Tracy Henry, thanks a lot for leading this. So a little bit about the motivation behind this.
Well, good morning, Jim. Thanks so much for having me. It's certainly been a little bit of spreading holiday cheer within our office and hopefully throughout the membership. It came to us from Chicago, Sarasota. I'm one of our dance, I am the dance administrator, and going into the season, the coach reached out and just said, hey, you know, we're on a pause. I can't even meet in our building with any of our kids. So we kind of put this Halloween TikTok together, and she sent me a sample. And in talking internally here in our office, we're like, that's really cool. We wish we had a way for those kids to compete. But the way that our rubric is set up in our championship, you have to have your dancers on the floor together. So it was in a TikTok format, but it's how can we do something with this and get kids engaged and provide an opportunity for this really unusual circumstance that we find ourselves in.
To back up, for those people that don't understand what TikTok is, this is the short story version. Basically, you're talking about video and audio, and the audio component is music, and I think it's upwards of a minute. So have I explained kind of TikTok the correct way?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And it's how can we do something like this for kids? And then we found ourselves in this tier three mitigation pause, and talking internally in the office, it's like, oh, this sounds like an opportunity for us to try to get kids engaged, to come up with something in this pause that we don't really know when we'll be able to restart. So we find ourselves here, what can we do? We thought, let's do a TikTok challenge, make it about the holidays, offer it to any team. It really appealed to gymnastics and dance and cheer teams, but we had entries really from almost all of our sports, tennis and badminton and soccer and basketball. We had some activity teams, show choir and journalism. So it's like, what can we do? And then we reached out to one of our partners, being Double Good, and they're a gourmet popcorn company, but heavily involved and have a foundation that gives back to charities. So knowing that the holidays were approaching, we're like, let's do a challenge and then give $250 to the winning team and also have them designate a charity of their choice for the additional $250.
And we were talking a bit off the air. Now, we're recording this on Wednesday, and 145 entries. And I think kind of the first year doing this is pretty impressive. And I think even probably moving forward in a non-pandemic year, and hopefully we can say non-pandemic moving forward eventually, that this is something you could probably keep on doing, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had really kind of an overwhelming turnout for what we expected because it's such a tight turnaround, and we knew that that might be kind of a challenge for some of our teams, but we felt like we had to put this timetable in place, so we really wanted to have those donations or that award going prior to the Christmas season to award that to the charity of these schools' choices. So I think, it might be something that we look at doing down the road, and I know so far our partners, Double Good, have been really pleased with the responses that they've received as well.
So you have 145 some odd entries, and then you'll pare that down to four. We're talking to you on Wednesday. And online voting and through the social media platforms, that's going to kind of take place through the weekend. Can you kind of detail what's going on there?
Sure. So we had 145 entries, and we established a panel of four people in our office that went through all 145. We picked our top 10 and then have kind of compiled a top 10 overall list. And we've now taken those top 10s, sent it to everyone on our team here at the IHSA, and then also to a few of our judges in dance, cheerleading, gymnastics, some of our sports to compile their top four, and those that get the most votes out of the top 10 will then release as our finalists on Thursday, and those finalists will have online voting on all of our social media platforms, so Facebook, Twitter, and then also Instagram, as well as the website, through Sunday, and whoever receives the most votes will become our winner, and we're working on whoever become our finalist. We're going to touch base with either a captain or a coach from the team and do just a short interview about why they chose the nonprofit or the charity of their choice, so we can learn a little bit about why they are so important to that specific school or team.
Yeah, this is awesome, and with the holiday theme component, it's great, because I locally I'm working out of Aledo, and I saw, I'm being a complete homer here, and I saw that two of the entries by, I think, the show choir here at Mercer County High School and the girls basketball team, and I'm like, man, this is so good. But I can't imagine, Tracy, like, you guys sitting in your offices at the IHSA, and you kind of open up your laptop or your PC or your Android or your smartphone or your iPhone or whatever you're looking at, and watching 145 of those, because the creative element is so good. And I know we don't feel good right now because we're waiting to see when these sports and activities are going to resume, and the kids need that. We want that in the new year. But I know there had to be a lot of smiles on faces in those offices down there when you're looking at 145 of those in terms of the creativity, because just the two I saw here locally, I'm like, man, this makes me feel good.
Yeah, it was awesome. It really is the creativity that's coming through these videos. And I think what makes me feel the best about this challenge and everyone in our office is just to see really how the student athletes and the coaches really got into them. And some of our badminton players and our tennis players, I mean, they're not involved maybe in theater, maybe some of them are, or speech, but it really had them get out of their comfort zone, and some of them had fun, and you can just see that they had a lot of joy in compiling them too, and they're so different. We have some teams that went with the Grinch theme. We have some that used Elf, some that used the Mariah Carey song, but we required that it had to be a holiday type of theme, and even the costumes too. A lot of kids wearing Christmas sweaters and Santa hats, and so creative. We had a tennis team that used a Christmas tree to hit the tennis ball over the net, and you made reference to the show choir in Mercer County. I mean, that was just hilarious. That was a really creative video, and I think that's what's so fun, is just all the really the showmanship behind them, the creativity. And what we've been kind of saying is, when you go through 145, you're really looking for one that's memorable, that sticks out in your mind, that kind of has a lasting memory. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's the thing about doing it this first year and getting 145 entries and thinking outside of the box and trying to keep kids and programs engaged. And I think that, you know, this is a healthy exercise here in doing something like that, not only for the kids, but, you know, the coaches of these programs. And I'm sure this is some therapy for the IHSA staff members too.
Absolutely, and we're trying to do our best to just recognize as many of these 145 that we can. So we've created a Santa's Double Good List. So our elves are really working hard here at the IHSA office North Pole to determine who those finalists are, but we want to award as much recognition as we can throughout the process. So we've kind of created this double good list that would say that, you know, the first team to submit, the smallest school to submit, the best Christmas wish. Watching one of them, it was South Elgin High School, the dance team, and at the end it said, "My Christmas wish is this," and it had their dance team performing at the state final, and you can't help yourself but find yourself saying, you know, me too. So there's so many great ones. There's a really great trick shot. There's some teamwork where we saw a basketball team and cheerleading team submit one together. We had another team that used sign language, and they're really just so different and so creative, and it's been uplifting to see what the kids and the teams have done with their coaches throughout this pause time as we move into the holidays.
All right. Tracy Henry, this makes me feel good today.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Well, and I was going to tell you, please tell my buddy Attitude down there, he needs to do a TikTok with holiday theme.
Oh, what a great idea. You know, it was kind of fun, too, having just, you know, communication with the coaches. We get a few emails like, you know, I feel like if I was 16, this would be really easy for me to put together, but it's taking longer than I thought. Or can you help me on how I need to upload this? So, yeah, we'll have to get Attitude involved and see if we can come up with something creative.
All right. So
great idea.
Yep. Follow on the IHSA social media platforms and IHSA.org. We'll see these four finalists unveiled this week, and then we vote like crazy, especially for a homer, and we have local programs and local teams we follow. So a great concept, the IHSA Holiday TikTok Challenge. Tracy Henry, happy holidays to Attitude and all the IHSA staff down there.
Thanks so much, Jim. Same to you.
And you're listening to WRMJ.